Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, now into hour number three. We're talking about just every issue you can imagine. Callers always take us in very informative directions. And I'm going to take three or four more calls, and I am going to get into the news, and we'll come back and take more calls. Right now, let's talk to Ian in Canada, then Alex, Jim, and others. Go ahead, Ian.
Hey there, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
No, stars. I live somewhere north of Toronto, and I deliberately went to Toronto, licked a few door handles, and went to the Stars concert. And coincidentally, when I got there, Rush were playing, singing these words. And the men who hold high places must be the ones to start, to mold a new reality closer to the heart. The blacksmith and the artist, reflected in their art, forge their creativity closer to the heart. Philosophers and plowmen, each must know his part, to sow a new mentality closer to the heart. You can be the captain. I will draw the chart, sailing into destiny closer to the heart. Now, then after that, AC/DC came on, and they played the New World Order anthem, Hell's Bells and Highway to Hell. It cost us $20. We saw some excellent chemtrails, 500,000 people, complete crowd control there, and it was quite an amazing concert. And as far as the net goes, that's my business. Last Thursday, I had 16 websites on 4 servers in 3 countries, and all were down. Or at least I couldn't get to them. Sometimes I'll go to your site and it takes me to the Simpatico Bell / Microsoft Network because they're in bed with Microsoft now and it's the search page. And I'll hit the URL again and I'm there. It's almost like they're saying, well, hey guys, we're tracking you and we're letting you know that we're doing that. So for the outages, I've been told that it's the Bell routing system. It's higher level network restructuring, it's AOL, it's warring ISPs, and I don't buy any of it.
And interestingly enough, most of the websites being blocked are truth-telling anti-New World Order sites.
I have one. I will not tell you the URL, I'll tell you a man when I get off. But I have one, and tell you the truth, I haven't updated it since last Christmas, when I put a warning of a draft up there, and things started to happen. I've got other things to do.
Well, speaking of the New World Order, Israel saying, hey, the U.S. is about to slap sanctions on Syria as part of our New World Order. I mean, they're just constantly saying New World Order, one world government, and then we talk about it and we're bad.
Would this be the Israel that, if I'm opposed to their policies, Webster's Dictionary calls me an anti-Semite now?
Yes, half the Israelis who are against the current policies are anti-Semites. And then when the other party gets in and the other half of the public are against those policies, I guess those Jews will be anti-Semites. It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
I really appreciate your call, sir, and for that info. Very interesting. Let's talk to Alex in North Carolina. Alex, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I kind of agree with the second caller before that, talking about the net outages being caused by those two warring companies.
Now, we understand the net outages, but, sir, on top of that, while that's going on, somebody else did something else, I guess, as a cover.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. And it also shows how easy it is for them to shut off the whole Internet if they want to. It only takes 3 or 4 companies if they want to really shut it off. I found a really good quote that I think sums up the goals of the New World Order, if I could read it. It's from the book 1984. I'll try to be as quick as I can.
You know, I'll tell you what. Let me just hold you over to be fair.
Okay.
And then you're welcome to read that from 1984. We'll come back to Alex, and we'll talk to Tim. And then that's it for calls for about 20 minutes or so. I want to get into some of the news. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we're here live, folks, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting, of course, on the Internet at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or there's always the network site, GCN Live, GCNLive.com, and on Global Shortwave. We got new global shortwave frequencies at night. We'll tell you about those briefly when we get back. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to DentalPlans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. DentalPlans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to DentalPlans.com right now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to take a few calls. Just let Alex and Tim finish up, then I'm going to go into news. We'll go back to your calls. Let me just say this now before the next 51 minutes elapses and this broadcast is over. I tend to do this more and more. I'm never really promoting my documentary films, never really promoting events we're having. It's clear because of other internet sabotage and things that we've been dealing with that aren't, you know, just internet outages. I mean, people trying to hack in and post porn on the websites, you know, giant denial of service attacks. I mean, clear, you know, activities. That we've got to add even more redundancy and more servers and more co-location. And, again, I sound like an idiot with all these terms. It's like I'm a guy who's had 3 hours of auto mechanic school trying to tell you how to fix a car. I don't know all the details, but I know we've got to add more. I mean, we're really having a big effect. And that's expensive. Very expensive. I mean, we deal with a lot of expenses here, and I don't like to get up on air and whine about it, but we need your support. Number one, my videos are excellent. They're very informative. They wake people up. That's the number one reason to get them. But secondarily, it's expensive having tens of millions of visitors a month who buy nothing. you know, that's fine. The point is somebody's got to. And you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're in the process of adding more server on that. I mean, we got a whole bunch of smoking servers and supposed unlimited bandwidth, and already for a few hours a night during peak user time, it might get a little bit slow there. So we're fixing each problem as it comes. Got to add really expensive solutions to that. So thank you for those who support PrisonPlanet.tv. You make it possible. And we're going to be adding even more to that. But I guess victims of our own success. And plus we have so much free video on all the sites. We're trying to put all those even on another separate server. And we have such media-intensive websites. We're redesigning the websites to try to make them easier to navigate and better. I mean, we're upgrading. We're going to do an even better job for you in the fight against the New World Order. So help us and stick with us, and we appreciate you being members of the team. All of you are. When you tell somebody about the radio show on your local AM or FM station, when you email your mom or your cousin or your neighbor or email list and tell them about the radio show, when you post on a blog, when you come to an event, when you get my documentaries and make copies, you're fighting the New World Order right on the front lines, folks, because I know this. I'm not bragging. It's just fact. It's kind of scary, too. We are right on the tip of the spear. We are right on the cutting edge. We are right on the vanguard of the fight against the New World Order. And we need people not to get behind us, but to get right up here beside us. And so I hope you'll go get memberships at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I hope, they're 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, and you get 3 free months if you sign up for a year, and that makes it possible. I mean, when you got now 7 employees and may have to add another, and, you know the drill. I'm not whining. I'm just telling you as a status report where this node or where this firebase, in this fight, where we are with basically ship stores, the amount of enemies we've engaged, what we've destroyed, what we've built, the people we've rescued. I mean, literally, that's how I see it is, we're out there just basically rampaging around, attacking the enemy's propaganda lines, engaging them, waking up their own people, deprogramming their own minions, and we're very effective at it. The team I've got, the minds we've got, the great writers we've got, the researchers we've got, we work really, really hard, and we're going to work even harder for you. But we can do even more if we have that support. We need that support. We either have to get smaller or get bigger. There is no, staying where we're at in this fight. And obviously, we want to move forward. We're very lean. We're very mean. I mean, a newspaper website as big as one of my websites would have about 200 employees, conservatively. I mean, Infowars.com, one of my sites, which I want to make a lot better. It freaks me out that millions of people visit. It freaks me out that, there's dead links on it. It freaks me out that, there's typos. But I guess people actually like that because they know it's real. But the point is, we want to make it even better for you. We want more video, more audio. We want just to make it great so we can wake people up. And, there's 1.5 people, maybe 2, running Infowars.com. And I have to sit there and give all the orders. It's exhausting. It's also exhilarating. Same thing over at the Prison Planet websites. Well, we got 2 guys running 3 sites over there. So, again, just support us and we can do more. Because we'll literally kill ourselves in this fight, working ourselves to death. I've been doing it again lately, these 18-hour days, and it's because stuff is moving so fast. It is really coming down on us right now. And so I want to thank all the listeners, all the AM and FM affiliates, Shortwave, WWCR, Dwayne Coots, our IT guy, Brian Slickhuysen, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Violet Jones. I want to thank some of our other employees who don't wish to be named. I don't blame them. But all of you have done yeoman's work. You got to stay focused. You got to stay frosty. We are reaping mighty harvest. Look, we've been planting. We've been watering. The sun's been shining. And, it's like we're trying to bring in a harvest here of people waking up, and it's even getting bigger. The lost opportunities to wake people up that we have are really sad right now. We could do even more. We are at the jump point, all of us together. I can only talk about our operation. We were a very small part of a bigger attack on the New World Order and a defense of humanity. This is the fight of free humanity. We will get on the air. We will talk about how they're killing us with vaccines and how they're openly sterilizing us, because we got the documents. We will talk about how the government carries out 9/11 attacks. We have their own documents. You know, we will talk about it. We will tell you the sodium fluoride's poisonous. We will tell you aspartame is bad. We will tell you genetically modified foods are very dangerous, and we'll have the top scientists, the fathers of, you know, entire genetic procedures on to give you the information. We will defend the Second Amendment. We will defend the borders. We will do all those things. But it takes your support. And I want you to call every AM and FM affiliate we've got, because we're getting more affiliates. And I want you to thank them. And if you've got a local business, I want you to sponsor them. And or I want you to support their sponsors and tell them you're supporting their sponsors because of what they're supporting. You know, we don't have David Rockefeller funding us. You know, they got a $6 billion Ford Foundation tearing down the borders. We've got the $20 billion Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, just one arm of it, ripping down the borders and the sovereignty. And we're just sitting here literally just battling them toe-to-toe. But our ranks are just swelling right now because the enemy's moving. And for every action, there is an equal or greater reaction. That is scientific law of dynamics of nature. That is the dynamics of the universe, the demonstrable, provable dynamic of it. And the Bible has an even better way of saying it. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. I forget which verse it is, but I love that verse. And it's true. I mean, they're rising right now. We're rising as well. That's how this works. But our rising has to be greater than their rising. And everything you do, every person you talk to in the grocery store line, every email you send, everything you do, you are savaging them. Imagine you've got a sledgehammer just wrecking their equipment. Nah! Slashing and bashing it and kicking it in, and you're jumping on top tanks. You know, image each lie as a tank. You jump up and throw a hand grenade in. Take that. Boom! I mean, just get them. Nah! Just come on, let's get them. They want to kill us and our families. They want to kill our children. Defend your young. Defend! Never back down. Never back down. Take them on. Head on. You're a bunch of murdering trash. We're taking you on head on. Head on. There's nothing you can do. We're coming for you. You know it. We got God on our side. We're coming for you. Get ready. You're going down. You've gotten away with it far too long. You're going down. Everybody's going to see what you are. The most pathetic thing is all these yuppies and all these do-gooders, people that think the system gave them everything they got. It was the liberty we had that you've been feeding on. And they're so aligned with it. They believe all the sweet talk and all the bull. It isn't going to work soon. The New World Order's time is very, very short, and they know it. And you know who the vengeance belongs to, but we're God's tool, and we're going to smash them. And they know it. They're afraid of us right now. They're afraid. We've got the initiative. No matter what happens in the future, it may look bad. You may think we're losing, but we're winning. Don't ever believe their bull. Don't ever believe their propaganda. They'll love to wreck this country and bring it all the way down just so they can have total control and then rebuild it in their own disgusting image, the image of their father. Let's talk. Alex, do your 1984 clip. I'm sorry. I forgot you were there.
This quote is...
He was just there. Now he's gone.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we faded you down. You know what?
Okay.
For some reason, it's hard to get this done. Just stay there. We're going to break. I promise we'll come right back to you when we get back. But you had just enough time to do the quote, and then you got faded down or something. Well, or you weren't taught, your phone cut out. We'll come right back to you, Alex, in South Carolina or North Carolina, and then we'll go to Tim. And you know what? That'll be it for calls, actually, because I got to cover 30 minutes of news at least that I haven't gotten to. I just did that rant because, I mean, I see the threat. I see what it is. I mean, it's horrible. It's horrible, but we got to get an attitude of we're in the right. We're fighting evil. They're out of control. We got the evidence. Time to start being namby-pamby about it. That's over. Those days are over. This is mortal combat. This is for everything. And so much of war is your mind, facing the truth, seeing the enemy's camouflage. So many of you are in love with their illusions. You're in love with their camouflage. And you're going to be destroyed. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Make no mistake, they've declared war on you. I mean, they say they're going to enslave you and kill most of us. And I'm not putting up with it. It's that simple. Alex, now, please, your phone was garbled. Try to give us the 1984 clip.
Okay. Now, in this quote, Winston is in the Ministry of Love, and he's being tortured by O'Brien. And O'Brien telling him about...
He's being loved.
He's being loved by O'Brien. He's learning to love Big Brother. And O'Brien is talking to him about the nature of power. Power is in inflicting pain and humiliation. Power is in tearing human minds to pieces. and putting them together again in new shapes of your own choosing. You begin to see then what kind of world we are creating. It's the exact opposite of the stupid hedonistic utopias the old reformers imagined. A world of fear and treachery and torment, a world of trampling and being trampled upon, a world which will grow not less but more merciless as it refines itself. Progress in our world will be progress towards more pain. The old civilizations claim that they were founded on love or justice. Ours is founded on hatred. In our world, there will be no emotions except fear, rage, triumph, and self-abasement. Everything else we shall destroy. Everything. Thank you.
And then it goes on, always pressing on the nerve of power, Winston. Always grinding in the nerve. We're the priest of power, Winston. No, you'll be defeated, Stumbling. We'll defeat you. You're the last man, Winston. Let you be that last man. And then he stood there, looking at his scrofulous skin, and his teeth falling out. Emaciated O'Brien smiled and pulled out one of his incisors. Yeah, it's pretty powerful, isn't it?
It's the kind of world that they're trying to build, and I'm not going along with it.
They really are. Let's see, the average person goes, we're trying to defeat them in Iraq, bring freedom, and kill all the Arabs. I hear them giggle on talk radio. Let's just admit it. We need to kill them all. But what they don't understand is it's designed to lose. They make more money if we're there forever. And you cannot get that through these good old boys' heads. They're dumb as dirt.
Well, they can't imagine a boot stomping on a human face forever. I guess.
Well, they'll be in their they'll have the jackboots on, and when they get drug away, look, it's just like in 1984. And by the way, Eric Blair, known as George Orwell, actually did this and lived this. So I don't think they'll understand. That's why the book's so scary. Okay, but for those that don't know, you should go research it. You have to realize though that in the film, you know, the kids tattle on the parents, the CPS takes the kids, all the same stuff happening that's now happening. The government controls the pornography and gambling. Everywhere has lottery tickets. I mean, it's everything. They use petty-mindedness, idiocy, speeding up the pace of life, all of this. But when they catch his neighbor, who's one of their biggest minions, and tell him he's bad, he goes, yes, yes, and he's their biggest servant. So see, a lot of these people, when they'll be in the black uniforms, but then when they get grabbed by the system, they'll think, okay, well, I guess it's good. That's how brainwashed they are, because they think in doublethink, or quack speak. They think that through the 11th edition Ingsoc, they think that they have power through the system. So their ego's tied up in it, and because they're afraid of the system, they engage in doublethink to instantly hold two separate ideas at the same time and forget they hold those two separate, but be able to bring in both views at the same time and not have both views at the same time. It is self-hypnosis. And this is what neocons have to do to say Bush is conservative. Is that a bunch of crazy babble, or do you get what I'm saying? Or does it make sense, Alex?
Unfortunately, it makes sense. I wish it didn't.
Well, I appreciate you calling. And you want to read any more of that? What comes after that? I ought to play some 1984 on air sometime.
Well, it says, no one dares trust a wife or a child or a friend any longer, but in the future there will be no wives and no friends. Children will be taken from their mothers at birth as one takes eggs from a hen. Sex instinct will be eradicated. Procreation will be an annual formality like the reward of a ration card. And it goes on. But in the end, he learns to...
And I have Department of Education internal psychology documents. Charlotte Isbury has them in her book where they say it will be just like that. They are, and they're already doing it. See, they get us corrupt and on the liquor and the football, and look, people look dumber and stupider and more moronic. All the families are starting to break down. You got 80-something percent illegitimacy in the black families. It's already now exploding in whites. It'll be that level soon. It'll be everybody, and literally we'll live in dormitories. That's the official plan, with our children taken at birth, hopped up on Prozac. It's kind of a Brave New World 1984 combo pack. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I'm glad you read that for people, yeah. It's loving. Parents are bad. The Calhoun Reader for Social Workers at UT says the family is a disease. And we're not supposed to be upset about that.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Sometimes getting older can be a real pain in the back. Lower back aches, sciatic nerve pain, or that knife in the back feeling is something many of us have learned to suffer through. But now, we don't have to. The Sacro Wedgie uses the same principle used by chiropractors and osteopaths to correct the alignment of the spine by supporting the sacrum and letting gravity do the rest. Simply lie on your back with the Sacro Wedgie under your sacrum and relax for about 20 minutes. You can actually feel many of these aches and pains just go away. Use the Sacro Wedgie regularly, and many of these problems just don't come back. Get your Sacro Wedgie today for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and ask about the next support for perfect spinal alignment too. Yeah, getting old is a pain, but it doesn't have to hurt. Get your Sacro Wedgie today and specify whether it's for a man or a woman. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And give yourself a wedgie.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I wanted to do a big diatribe earlier about supporting this, but didn't tell you how. Call toll free to get my documentary film, folks, Martial Law, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State, Three Total Enslavement. The toll free number is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to prisonplanet.tv and get a 15-cent-a-day monthly or yearly subscription to see my weekly TV reports, masses of special video reports that aren't on TV or in the films. I just added a new one of those. My book, Paul Watson's book, dozens of other films. It's an insane deal. I mean, normally one e-book's $5.95. You get a whole bunch of e-books and everything. It's worth it for that alone. PrisonPlanet.tv. Because we're about to upgrade the servers. We're going to have, I guess, load-balanced multi-server systems and backup servers in different countries and everything else, redundant systems in this fight. That's going to take capital, which, again, I could care less about capital. It's like grubby green toilet paper, but it's fuel, it's fiat fuel that funds our cruisers, our bombers, our fighter bombers. That's what I see it all as in the info war, as we just smash and rend and decimate enemy formations. And so we've got to launch an even more powerful flotilla We are trying to reconfigure and to deal with the activities we've been witnessing. And it's always good to do that. Whenever there's problems or you get attacked, you just increase your versatility and your armaments. That's our rule. We increase what we're doing. So Infowars.com to order the videos via the Safe Secure Online shopping cart. If Time Warner is blocking you, you can just go to Infowars.net. It's up. You can get through over to the secure online safe shopping cart at Infowars.net. And then don't forget, coming up this Sunday, downtown Austin, Colorado Street, 7 p.m., Alamo Drafthouse Cinema, food, drinks, everything, ice cream, you name it. Really nice place. The original Alamo, now it's going to be a national chain, but famous little Alamo there. Seats about 240 people, and it's getting pretty close to selling out. The Sunday night one has, with almost no promotion. So go to theoriginalalamo.com, originalalamo.com, link through to the calendar of events, and buy your tickets via their secure server, or go to Infowars.com and link through. And an event that we really haven't promoted that is starting to sell quite nicely, it'll probably be sold out by the day of the event, next Monday, South Lamar, the big, new, beautiful, biggest Alamo in Texas, biggest theaters, really, really nice, and that's really my favorite. That's coming up this Monday, 7 o'clock. I will show Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove, and I cut it down from 125 minutes to about 105 minutes. So it's a little under 2 hours, and then I've made a new 35-minute mini-documentary called The Order of Death that is really hard-hitting. It's got that new footage from the fellow that infiltrated the Grove this year. Oh, a lot of amazing stuff. It's got where we went out to California the year after, and the people that were protesting us talking about the occult, they were out there doing witchcraft spells, the local activists. So we caught them red-handed. That's never before been in any film. It's just got a bunch of tie-ins with Skull and Bones, the New World Order, really hard-hitting. So we're going to show the Order of Death. I'm going to give a little speech on the Order of Death, show Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove, and then take a few questions. It'll be about a 3-hour, 15-minute event, $8. And so please come out to the event. That's Monday, Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. One last caller, and I'm going to cover some news. Tim in Ohio, thanks for hanging in there.
Not a problem, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, my friend.
I wanted to encourage you there. Don't give up on the occasional cigar. Every once in a while, your birthday, anniversary, you release a new film.
You know, I like nicotine too much, man. I cannot get near it.
But, you know, I don't really enjoy the taste when I have a cigar, but I love the privacy.
Oh, I do. What are you kidding? I absolutely love cigars.
Yeah. Anyway, I was going to ask you, you were talking about vaccines earlier, and everyone seems to be pointing towards, Roche and this Tamiflu?
Yes.
Who is profiting? You know, the Smedley Butler book comes to mind so much. I'm sorry.
Is a racket. The war on terror, the war on crime, the war on viruses, the war on everything, yeah.
Right, yeah, they declare war on it, and it gets worse instead of better. I see on your site, I think in the past year, that two ex-KGB agents were hired for a Homeland Security position.
Yeah, Primakov and Marcus Wolf. Wolf was the head of the Stasi. By the way, that's admitted. They're helping, and then we see that exact thing. Tattle on your neighbor. Troops will run your life. We're going to surveil you. I mean, they actually are hiring them. They have hired them. Primakov's been on the job for 3 years. Wolf for about a year.
And they said no one even cares to know about this.
The Stasi are good. You didn't know that?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was sitting here enjoying my diseased life, my love of family, and my Constitution and Bill of Rights, and raw pork and 10 packs of cigarettes a day.
Well, you know the family is a disease, according to the social workers. That is their official manual.
Unbelievable. Thank you, UNESCO. And Lord Bush for signing us back on to that.
Well, it's very conservative. Just like this new lady, folks, covered up all of his activities, the gay porn stars in the White House, the call boys in the White House, the drugs, the all of it. And she's more liberal than Hillary on the false paradigm, and so the conservatives are absolutely worshiping her right now.
And she's good as in it.
Yeah, of course.
She totally fits the mold. I don't know if she's now when you get down to these low level minions, you know, because we know that the Bushes and above are bloodlines, but what about people like her? Are there just the people that
sometimes mid level minions in the White House are actually in control, like Rove.
Rove, yeah, I know he's very
like a Kissinger. So you know, no. The president's told what to do, how to jump. Clinton wasn't. Reagan was told what to do, and so was Bushy.
Now, weren't they trying to put Rove in kind of something on the hurricane and the flooding?
Yeah, some of the companies and things. Look, the whole thing's a bit. Look, thanks for the call.
He would be good for that, though, because he has experience with leaks.
Exactly. I appreciate the call. Everything Bush said in his speech, it's all lies. I mean, he got up there in the French Quarter. They brought in generators, turned the lights on. They said, oh, look, the lights are on now. Boy, they did that quick. And he said, we're only going to give contracts to in-state local contractors. There have been, like I was reading the other day, it was two. Now it's four good-sized contracts out of several hundred. And I got another report here today, Houston Chronicles, one. What's that other one? I'll have to dig it out. Where it, no, you know, she's all going to Halliburton and Bechtel and foreign companies. And it's pathetic. I mean, I'm almost speechless. It's just all lies. It's all lies. It's not true. Let me just cover news, okay? Covered some of this in the first hour, but let's recap what we did cover and then get into the stuff we didn't cover. U.S. to host international conference on bird flu. The U.S. government will host an international conference this week, bringing together over 65 countries on the bird flu virus in a bid to streamline an international response to a possible global pandemic, a government spokesman said. Yeah, see, they can pull the crisis in a foreign country and then use that as a way to lock down the nation. And if that happens, you watch. The borders will still be open. You'll just get troops aiming guns at you on, you know, in downtown Kansas City. It's all about letting you know how to be a slave, you know, training you to be a slave. This is the bathing in the tyranny. Seven people have died of bird flu. Now, see, they're saying 65, or the H5N1. And again, they're not even sure of that when you read the documents. Of the avian flu in Indonesia, while 43 have been killed in Vietnam, 12 in Thailand, and 4 in Cambodia. The World Health Organization, which openly creates deadly plagues to kill us, I would add, fears the H5N1 strain will mutate, acquiring genes from the human influenza virus that could make it highly infectious and lethal to millions in a global pandemic. And the reason they say that is because in China and other Asian countries, they let the human feces and other effluent, detritus, pool in large sludge ponds that they then dry out and use in their rice paddies. And it is really disgusting. And the viruses do merge in there. But this has been going on forever. And again, even the Spanish flu was because of horrible malnutrition, and the evidence clearly shows most of the deaths were in the battlefields, and it looks like biological weapons were being used. But it has also urged calm, saying investigations into Indonesia have produced no evidence that H5N1 was spreading easily from person to person. Well, actually, the investigations, they don't even know. They think it might have caused it, okay? Think it might have. The World Health Organization fears H5N1 strain will mutate, acquiring genes from the human influenza. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said the U.S.-hosted conference would kick off Thursday and run through Friday. So lots of fear-mongering. On that, the official U.N. plan is to use food as a weapon and bioweapons as a weapon and do this to us. And now the government has created, the laboratory has created the artificial Spanish flu influenza of 1918. Of course, they already dug it up 5 years ago from a dead whaler near the North Pole. Killer flu 1918 caused by bird virus, Financial Times of London. All this coming out at one time. The virus responsible for the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic, which killed an estimated 50 million people worldwide, has been reconstructed by genetic engineers in a highly high-security U.S. laboratory. Permanent studies show that it is an avian flu virus. See, I can't read, I'm sorry. Preliminary studies show that it is the avian flu virus that mutated to spread quickly between people, just as many experts fear what will happen soon with the current H5 H5N1 strain of bird flu in Asia. So right there we catch them red-handed. They dig this up 5 years ago. We predict on this show that they'll announce it's reemerged, and no one will point out that they just so happen to have dug it up. And they don't do that here either. They just say, oh, we just so happen to have manufactured it artificially. Yeah, out of the real virus. They don't mention that, but it's in the actual scientific journals. And then, oh, by the way, it's going to reemerge and kill everybody. Give all your rights up. We need to get rid of Posse Comitatus, but the border stays wide open. I mean, how transparent does it have to get? Just right there in plain view, the headline should be, the government creates it and suddenly it's on the loose. If you believe any of it. And, you know, they caught this Marine supposedly stealing stuff and giving it to the Philippine government. And they're running around going, it's the first ever spy case in the White House. This is untold. This is unbelievable. The traitorousness of it. Folks, the government is so corrupt that over $10 million a year is stolen at the Pentagon alone. They openly will just order hundreds of computers and then just sell them out the backs of trucks at half price. And that's just low-level corruption. You know, $30,000 expense cards, you know, buying giant diamond necklaces for their wives. And the Pentagon lets the brass do it because then they're compromised and got to keep quiet about the trillions in theft that have gone on in the last 10 years. And that's, we have congressional hearings on that where Rumsfeld admits that's happened but says nothing's going to be done about it. So, again, it's just classic. Stealing, spying. I mean, there are offices in the Pentagon openly run by Israel. Where the most Israel, the Israeli government owns the company that runs the super secure encoding lines from the White House to the Pentagon and every other federal office. And you're like, well, Israel's our God, so we have to let them do that. Folks, you know I have nothing even against Israel, and I get criticized for saying that. I have problems with the stuff they do. And so everybody's freaking out about this Filipino. I mean, that's nothing. It's horrible what he's done, but our government is basically merged like Siamese twins with Israel. And they openly do whatever they want. I mean, we've interviewed people from the Pentagon who've retired where literally Israelis walk into their offices in uniform and scream orders at them. Everyone actually runs around following their orders. I mean, so when Sharon says on the radio that we're their slaves, I mean, it's true. Not the Jewish people's slaves, but slaves of a cabal in Israel. And the globalists control them. You have to understand it. You know, it's going up the pyramid. And we're not supposed to talk about it. Well, here's BBC. Pentagon man guilty in spy probe. A former Pentagon analyst has pled guilty to passing classified information to pro-Israel lobbyist Larry Franklin said he had been unhappy with aspects of U.S. foreign policy and hoped the lobbyists would use their contacts to get things changed. Wow, so see, he was just trying to help. Franklin, and of course, get a bunch of money, too. It's never bad. 58, you know, they always help the KGB, too, because they, you know, well, I got $1 million from the KGB, they say, but, you know, I really did it because I thought America was doing wrong. Franklin, that's what these traitors always say. He needs to be strung up, but nothing will happen to him. Franklin, 58, said he had also given information to an Israeli diplomat that played down its importance, and it says nothing new. Franklin told the Virginia court on Wednesday that he had given defense information to officials from the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC, from 02 to 04. Well, of course it's not. Notice they'll prosecute some guy who's done some pretty treacherous stuff, but they can have offices sitting above our brass with Israelis actually running the Pentagon. People with dual citizenship. But in many cases, they're actually just Israeli citizens. I remember in urban warfare training, they just had a few Israeli officers there, and they were advising the Marines how to deal with the American people. Look, I'm not putting up with it, okay? We're not going to live like the Palestinians over here. You may think you're going to do it, but it's not going to happen, okay? It's just you're not going to get rid of Posse Comitatus. You're not going to have us with ID cards to leave our houses. You're not going to get our guns, and we're not going to be your slaves. Just understand it. We're not going to live like they live in England. We're not going to live like they live in Germany. We're not going to live like they live in Russia. We're not going to live like they live in Israel. It ain't going to happen. So again, as usual, they'll attack some petty story of Israeli spies, but not the real meat and potatoes. Bush, militants seek to intimidate the world. He gave a ridiculous speech today trying to fearmonger It's not going to work. Our government created the radical Islamists. It's absolute historical fact. Going back to spies, what about Bill Clinton and all the communist Chinese generals and thousands of faxes and emails out of the Commerce Department? And Chinese generals would openly have a company give $500,000 to Clinton, and right then he'd give them documents. George Bush protected him and blocked Van Burton's committee. You see, this is what I'm sick of. Bill Clinton and Bushes are in business. The fools out there riding around with Bill Clinton stickers on your car or George Bush stickers on your car, pull them off, you're idiots. I'm sorry. I'm just really upset about them trying to destroy America. GOP doubts build over court choice. Well, they must be evil Al-Qaeda members, too. They don't like the new Supreme Court nominee. Well, how dare them? Some good news. Texas Republican introduces measure to tighten border security. We'll tell you about that when we get back and hit a bunch of other key news and information as we continue this transmission against tyranny.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
So that his dad used to sing that song, and that was very nostalgic. So I'm not a good singer, folks. It was a joke earlier when I was singing a Johnny Cash song. I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling round the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Totally obnoxious. All right, Texas Republican. And that train keeps moving on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. All right, that's enough. It's so funny. Turn laughing, I can't do it. All right, Texas, you got to have some fun here. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. All right. Texas Republican introduces measure to tighten border security. With complaints mounting about lax border control, Senator Kay Demon Bailey Hutchinson, Mrs. Microphone in Austin, Mrs. Transponder, called Wednesday for giving local police the power to arrest illegal immigrants and for the creation of a border marshal program to let local peace officers help patrol the border. And I just attack Kay Bailey because she's bad news, but let me tell you something. If this is a real bill, I got to go read it. I will worship her, at least on this issue. No, that's blasphemous. I'm being sarcastic. Absolutely. Local police need to be able to arrest them, and they do have the power. There'll probably be some federal thing to limit them, actually. But no, there needs to be an order. And for the creation of a border marshal program to let local peace officers help patrol the border. How about some federal money? You're actually supposed to do that constitutionally. Oh, the Fed said $20 billion a year for the border extra. I'd go, yes, oh, yes, raise my taxes. Oh, give it to me. You can tell I'm having fun here, folks. I'm going to stop it. But, I mean, that's one of the three things they're supposed to do. So, LULAC is totally freaking out. The executive director of LULAC is calling it evil and horrible. Oh, so the government controlling the borders is evil and horrible now. CIA chief refuses to seek discipline for 911 officials. Fresh bombs shake Iraqi capital. Suicide bomber blew himself up on a bus near the oil ministry. You mean SAS or Delta Force put a bomb on board? In central Baghdad, killing at least 10 Iraqis. U.S. aiming at Syria regime change. This is the London Telegraph. Listen to this. Israel predicted yesterday that America would impose fresh sanctions on Syria in an attempt to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. And it says Saul Mozov, the defense minister, said he believed sanctions would follow publication of a United Nations report expected to implicate senior Syrian officials in the murder of Rafiq al-Hariri, the former Lebanese prime minister. And the evidence is that the West did that. I won't be surprised if Syria gets a red card, the general said. He told Israeli radio, the United States will take actions against Syria, beginning with economic sanctions and moving on to others that will make it clear to the Syrians that their policies do not comply with the UN and the U.S. New World Order. But it says the UN and U.S. New World Order or the prohibition of sovereign states to support terrorism. Well, our new world order. But Rush Limbaugh says it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist in your Al Shiaida, the Harvard Review said, if you talk about it. I mean, all we're doing is covering the formation of a one world government. Assad is a little pathetic nobody groveling. He doesn't threaten anyone. That's why they're going to push him over. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow. God bless you.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.